Oh, yeah. I think my guests have arrived for our interview. What do you say we go let them in and have some fun? Hello, and welcome to the Stags Stable Podcast, a gathering place for analysis and discussion of the single male experience in the adult sexual lifestyle, as viewed from the perspective of not only single males, but single females and couples as well. I will be your host, AZ Gigolo, aka Dr. Dave, and I am both honored and thrilled to have you join me on this exciting journey. So I invite you to sit back wherever you are, relax, open your mind, enjoy, and hopefully learn something new as we proceed to pull back the covers and dive right in. Hello all, and welcome to episode number 3 of the Stag Stable Podcast. As you already know, I'm your host, AZ Gigolo, aka Dr. Dave, and I want to thank you and welcome my repeat listeners, as well as anyone new to this podcast and this episode in particular. I hope, as always, that you will find yourself to have been entertained as well as educated and enlightened, at least a little bit, by the end of our time together today. So as I previewed in episode number 2, today I'm attempting something different, not only for this podcast, but the world of podcasting in general. Now, at the risk of sounding narcissistic or presumptuous, I'm thinking this may be a first, or at least publicly acknowledged first. I'm about to conduct an interview with a couple who goes by the name of AZ Blonde Hot Wife on Twitter and in various other forums, which I'll provide a little later. And at the conclusion of our interview together, me and the missus are going to enjoy some fun together while her husband films. This part, of course, will not be on the podcast. Sorry to disappoint. However, you will be able to find snippets, including some pics, short video clips on our respective private Twitter accounts, in addition to a video that will be released at a later date and time. I know I've said that I did not want to use this podcast as an outlet for my personal advertisement, and I am not going to do that. So today I'm only going to refer you to her sites where you can visit with her, enjoy some time with her and her adventures, including this one, along with her and her husband. So a brief little introduction before I begin the interview. Jay is the husband and A is the lovely wife. Jay actually a few months ago reached out to me on a forum that we are both on and wanted to ask me for advice regarding not so much the lifestyle, but the ins and outs, pun intended, of sharing intimate times with playmates on camera, being able to share that with others, and how to make it somewhat profitable. So he and I met for coffee, and we hit it off immediately, which led to the three of us getting together at a later date for some fun, and that has occurred now on several occasions. I definitely consider them good friends, as well as playmates. He and the missus eagerly agreed to be my very first interview for this podcast, and I'm really excited and thankful for that, and seeing how they are pretty much, they're relatively new to the lifestyle themselves, and having discussed with them almost daily and at length some of the struggles in finding good single men and sane single men in this lifestyle, I just knew that although three of us were just giddy and nervous as school kids in regards to doing this interview, we knew that it would be a great time and really fun and enlightening podcast. So without further ado, I present to you my interview with AZ Blonde Hot Wife, A, and her husband, Jay. Okay, so welcome. I'm sitting here now with Jay and A, AZ Blonde Hot Wife. That's at AZ Blonde Hot Wife on Twitter. Why don't you two say hello?
Hi.
Hello, people.
Thanks, guys. I'm really grateful for you joining me today for this first in-person podcast interview. So I met Jay and A actually through a site that we are both on. It's actually X-Hamster. And Jay reached out to me and we were having some conversations and thought it might be a good idea if we met up, exchanged some ideas, and eventually led to us getting together for some fun, and which most of you listeners are aware of, but that's not why we're here today. So I'm here to ask them some questions about their experiences in the lifestyle and more specifically with regards to single males. So we're just going to roll right into it. So just a first background question. How long have you two been married?
7 years.
Wow, 7 years. That's a 7-year itch. Okay. And where did you meet?
At work.
Well, that's a good place. And keep that in mind. The Me Too movement, guys. So got to keep it classy. Okay. So next question I have is when and how, I guess, the first time you bought up or considered swinging as part of your marriage and bringing in another person, whether it was a male, female, or a couple.
Well, I'll take this because I'm the instigator. I think I approached her slowly. I knew that that would be the best approach instead of saying, hey, you should probably just start fucking other guys and I'll start filming you. But I've always been, I think the amateur hot wife porn has always been in my interest. And what kind of sparked the direction of going that route is my wife enjoys attention and her social media account. She was a heavy user, I should say. And that definitely played into her satisfaction and getting the attention from people, from her photos. And instead of turning that negative, I guess, feeling of her seeking attention elsewhere, I kind of thought about it and sat on it and how can we turn this into a positive? And being interested in that amateur hot wife porn, I kind of got mm-hmm. to my gears going.
Yep.
And I slowly approached her. It was a delicate situation. Right. At first, when I brought it up, she kind of looked at me like, no way, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple days later, she revealed to me she thought I was testing her.
Let me ask, you know, when you brought it up, was it like during sex you were having as kind of a fantasy thing? Or was it just like at the dinner table? Hey, what do you think about this?
It was at church.
All right.
No. That's where we all bring it up. It was during sex, during the heat of the moment. We kind of progressed to watching porn while we were having sex. And I kind of put on that hot wife porn. I noticed she was looking at it and enjoying it and kind of throwing little tidbits during sex. Hey, you know.
Oh, he was planting the seed for sure.
Definitely. In many ways.
Yeah, right. Playing words.
So it took a while. You know, I knew that I did my research before. Yeah. I didn't just go in there cold and trying to throw everything at her at once. I did my research on some swinger sites, some hot wife sites, and I was actually talking to some people in the lifestyle on some other sites, and you know, that was the best approach to ease her into it.
Were they giving you advice on how to approach her with it?
Actually, one wife was it probably was her husband,
right.
But anyways, that part of that couple was, you know, telling me that it is a delicate situation, yep. And you have to approach it in a kind of tiptoe your way into it and feel her out. And at first, she wasn't receptive. She mm-hmm. thought I was testing her
mm-hmm.
to see if she would go sleep around. But it did progress. I kind of got her gears turning.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we kind of moved forward a little bit where she said, okay, I'll think about it. Then we got on some sites and, you know, we kind of did some research together and it progressed from there.
Great. That's fantastic. I need to back up a little bit. I know I just quickly referenced him as J and A. J is the husband I'm referring to and A is the gorgeous wife I'm sitting next to here. So yeah, that story is actually pretty common, believe it or not, that progression and how it's bought up among people. So I thought it was interesting to hear it from you guys. I mean, obviously there's outliers, but that's usually how it goes. And when the wife is like, are you crazy? Is he testing me? He's trying to figure something out. So it's pretty interesting to hear somebody tell me that as opposed to just reading it. Okay. So next, moving on with the next question. Thank you for answering. That was honest and great. This is more for you. I know at the beginning it was kind of, you know, awkward and you're like, is he testing me? But since then, since you've progressed and you've been enjoying it, have you had any second thoughts about it or regrets?
Absolutely not.
See, well, there you go.
That is a great answer, and you know, that's when it's a good thing, and it's, you know, it's good that Jay spent the time thinking about it, researching it. He obviously knows his wife and knows what she likes as far as the attention, and she's obviously a very sexy and sexual person, so that's great to hear. Okay, so now moving on to the more specific issues regarding single males. I know you'd mentioned it was really the hot wife thing you were into, so it wasn't so much of just the swinging lifestyle, which, you know, there's some interplay there, but a lot of men just enjoy the hot wife lifestyle and observing their wife and enjoying filming it or just watching. How did you find your first single male?
I'll take this one. We do have multiple sites we're on. We both look at them. We're both 50-50 contributors. But I'm more behind the scenes. I'm the screener. I'm the gatekeeper. I field all the messages. So if you are messaging us, I'm generally the one that's reviewing or responding. My wife does see all of them because we are, you know, we're both active in it. So we found our first male in the lifestyle through Ashley Madison. That was a long process. I was still learning, still putting together my screening process to ensure our safety and everybody's safety, because that's number one in how we play, is we're not desperate. We don't just accept anybody who puts an offer out. They are thoroughly screened, and I generally meet with them first by myself and get a good feel for them, and then we move forward from there. As far as it took a little bit to get our schedules together, you know, and that brings up another point for single males in the lifestyle or trying to get in the lifestyle. A lot of us are married, have families, have careers. Yeah. This is something that we do as a hobby. And it is considered a lifestyle, but it's not our life, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So a big part of our hangups are people messaging, you know, us and saying, hey, I'm available tomorrow. Let's get together and I'm going to fuck you. You know, that's not the way it works for us. We have to have some planning.
Don't do that.
We have to have some planning. And so back to the original question is, we did get everything set up. We provided a hotel. Sometimes the person we're with provides the hotel. I know Dr. Dave has been gracious enough
Amazing.
To do that for us a lot of times. And so we provide the hotel. She met him out for drinks, got better acquainted. Mm-hmm. They'd just been chatting on Kick for a little bit. And I dropped her off. She had a little date alone. I don't like to go on those with her because – you know, it just puts a little bit more pressure on him. And so I just like to have them get to know each other. And then I picked her up and he met us back at the hotel. And another big part of what we do is we have the person sign a model video release form. Another thing, keep us all safe, keep us all legal, keep us all legit. And once he signed those, then we got to business and it went well, actually. He performed well. He lived up to what he said, and you know, we had a
respectful.
Good, yeah, we had a great first mm-hmm. experience. Yeah, it's a big thing. Is he respected our rules, respected me, respected A, and
yeah,
it was a great introduction to the lifestyle for mm-hmm. sure.
That's fantastic to hear, and so many good points there for everybody, not just guys, to take away. One thing I wanted to just talk on is that, you know, you can have that variance where sometimes the husband will be with the wife when you meet him out, and other times it'll just be the wife and the husband will either be waiting or meet later. And that's an interesting dynamic. It's funny enough, me and Jay we've had more dates than me and A have never been out alone. Me and Jay have had several dates alone. Don't get the wrong idea. We just met for coffee and chatted, but, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, so again, a lot of good points there, guys, to take away about being respectful and whatnot. Now, did you guys, I know the experience was good for you, but when you got into it, had you planned on sharing? I know you like the recording aspect of watching it. Had you planned on sharing it on social media and other platforms from kind of the get-go?
Well, Twitter, definitely. That's probably our biggest, where you'll see this, you know, sharing all of our filming and, you know, all of our content. You'll get that off of Twitter. And then, of course, you know, my husband has put it on X Hamster and many vids, OnlyFans. I mean, if you want to be a fan and you see, love what you're seeing on Twitter, please, you know, head over there. But that's basically, yeah, kind of where we wanted to kind of just, you know, expand and, you know, share our experiences with all you guys.
Just to expand on that a little bit, I originally was just filming for us. Mm-hmm. And of course, like in this lifestyle, everything ends up progressing. Mm-hmm. I did film it for us, for our enjoyment, to view later. I did, of course, where me and Dr. Dave met, X Hamster, I decided to put a little few clips on there. Okay. Nothing crazy, just to see what the response was, you know, just to show, you know, my wife likes attention and show her, hey, you know, people are digging, you know, watching you. And of course, that got my gears turning again. And with the mentorship that Dr. Dave has given us graciously, we did start a Twitter account and started going from there. And, you know, the responses were great, you know, positive majority of the time. There are a few crazy people out there always with some off the wall comments, but that comes with the territory, and that's to be expected. Mm-hmm. But a majority of what we've received is positive. And that's when we decided to set up those other platforms and, you know, mm-hmm. it progressed from there. But to answer your question initially, it wasn't to put our videos out there. It was more for our enjoyment. And then it just kind of snowballed from there.
Progressed, yes.
And as you all will, I mean, I mentioned this in my very first podcast, and you'll learn this about me. And this podcast is not for me to promote anything that I do and myself, but I absolutely want to promote my guests and what they put out there for everybody's enjoyment, and I am included in some of those, so I guess it is a little bit of self promo. But all the links to their where you can find AZ Blonde Hot Wife will be in the notes, and the link below the album artwork for this podcast, and they will let you know actually at the end of this interview where you can find her and her adventures as well. So continuing on with that, I wanted to just kind of stress, as far as the filming goes, guys, if you want to get into this, you know, especially if you're finding couples that are on Twitter and they're you see that they're filming their exploits with, you know, a couple different men or whatever, you need to expect that you may have to sign one of those video releases. It's not to get any personal information from you and use it in any nefarious way. It's truly for everybody's protection. And it's actually a comforting thing because it's agreement. You get a copy as well. It's an agreement saying that you can't use this stuff. You can't put it out there. If you do, I have legal repercussions against you. And that goes both ways. So they can't just put your face out there, you know, without you're given explicit permission. They have to have your permission to display, your likeness in any way. So again, it's for everybody's protection. Okay. Off of that boring stuff. So I wanted to know, as far as, I mean, I hear complaints about single males all the time from couples. And, obviously this entire podcast is not meant to beat up on single males, but really it's to kind of highlight a lot of the mistakes that they're making, that can cause them to get turned away or not have any success with hot wives or swingers in the lifestyle. So I truly want to make this a learning experience for those. But in that, we need to know what our bad behaviors are. So if you could come up with maybe, I would say top three, but if you can only do one or two, or hell, if you have 10 complaints about single males, you know, either whether it's how they contact you, in what manner, their follow through and meeting or following up on messages, or actually during the actual act of sex, or even after, if they're harassing or whatever. Just what's kind of some of the common things that you see that are really a turnoff for you?
I'll take the first part of this, as far as the initial contact. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm usually the person that they're contacting. Like I said, I do all the screening, so I let them know up front, hey, this is the husband. I don't try and, you know, if they message, I say, this is the husband. I'm in charge of all the screening. And then we go from there. But the biggest things that I don't even respond to are just random first message dick pics. No words, no nothing, just a dick pic.
And no dick pics.
We will definitely, if you get past that initial stage, definitely require one. But that's not how you get to past that initial stage, is firing off one. One word sentences, or even just one sentence, like, hey, what are you up to? What are you doing right now? Do you like big cock? Do you want to fuck me? I think you're super fucking hot. I want to breed you. I want to get you pregnant. You know, the list is endless. And I don't respond to any of those. And she doesn't respond to them either. The biggest thing you can do in approaching any, not just her, but any couple in this lifestyle, is, as Dr. Davis mentioned before in his previous podcast, is approach with respect. If you approach with respect, give your, I guess, your wants, as far as, hey, I think your wife is, you know, saying your wife's beautiful, that's fine. Hey, I think your wife's beautiful. I see you're in a lifestyle. Give a little short, you know, you're experienced. You know, we are looking for experienced people. We don't want to be teachers. And there's going to be some couples that enjoy the non-experienced people. But, you know, just a brief, respectful message that shows your interest. And leave it at that. Don't keep messaging. We are busy people, just like everybody else. And we get flooded with messages. And we will get to your message if it stands out. If it does, if you don't get a response, you know, it's okay to follow up down the road. But to keep on messaging, we make fun of the people that have a conversation with themselves, I like to say.
That's exactly what we were talking about the other day. I'm like, are you serious? you looked a little crazy, a little, you know.
There's this guy that messaged her probably 20 times without a response.
Yeah, just having a conversation with himself. And
it kind of reminds, I don't know if you, how old the audience is, but it kind of reminds me of this scene in Swingers, when that guy's calling that girl he met at the bar obsessively, back to back to back, and he keeps getting her answer machine. And finally she says, don't talk to me anymore. So that's pretty much it. You send these obsessive messages, that doesn't do anything to sell your point where you're a sane person to be with my wife. But that's the biggest complaint with the initial contacting. And I'll let my wife take over actually meeting these men and the sex that goes on.
Let me jump in there, guys. This is actually an issue that I pointed out in my thought of the day on Twitter today, is about reaching out, you know, the hello, hi. Look, if you want to tell her, because she is beautiful, that she's beautiful, do it in a post at her DM messages. Say, hey, you're gorgeous. Love your post. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I'm sure she actually appreciates and enjoys that. But when you're sending a message, it's like, okay, what's the point of that message? It really feels like you're fishing. And people like Jay illustrated, and like I said this morning, we don't have time for that. You need to be upfront and direct about what you want, but be respectful. You know, elaborate a little bit about yourself to kind of spark interest. Again, just walking up to some woman in the street or even at the bar and just saying, hi. I mean, what do you want? You know, it's better to walk up, say, hi, this is my name. You know, I saw you over here. Can I buy you a drink? You know, you make it more than just the hello. And some of you just may not have the requisite social skills for that. And you need practice then, you know, don't approach people and expect them to get back to you. And just to reiterate what Jay was saying about the constant messaging, you know, what do you think after 20 messages, they're going to be like, oh shit, sorry, I've been meaning to get back to you. No, there's a reason that they didn't respond to you. And like he said, maybe send one, and then what, a month later, if you see they're still posting and they're active, just saying, hey, was just checking in to see if you're interested. And if they don't answer after that, or they say no, then that's it. Keep it moving. Move on. They may not want to be with you, maybe because you're a newbie. And don't let that discourage you being a new person. When somebody tells you that they don't want newbies, then, you know, maybe that's not the couple for you. But like he said, there are others that don't mind that. They like, you know, having a young man with little to no experience, or an older man with little to no experience. Hope there aren't too many of those out there. You know, there can be somebody for you. Just because you're obsessive or you like that particular couple or woman, she may not be attracted to you, and that's okay. They have that option, and you need to understand and respect that. So back to A, kind of back to the complaints about that you may have that make you uncomfortable or make turn you off from what single men do and their behaviors.
So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about when I meet with a man, I get a little bit turned off, because after I take the time to just meet with him and he ends up telling me all these things that I like to hear. And then the next thing I know, I'm like, okay, let's, you know, try to get together at this time here, you know, whatnot. And he ends up flaking. Yeah. So that ends up becoming a big turn off. I don't have time for that. I have, not to toot my own horn, but I have quite a list of other men I could kind of just end up moving on to. Right. So guys, don't flake on someone and don't tell them you're not going to flake if we're asking forwardly towards you, you know. So another thing is in the bedroom. Okay. I know I try to reach out to the guys in Kick when I feel like they're a good potential match for me. I try to start, you know, asking these questions and, you know, giving it to them pretty forward about, hey, you know, I don't like to be, you know, certain types of sexual acts, like as far as, you know, I don't like to get bitten up all over the place. Okay. You know, I had one encounter where he just decided that was his form of sexuality. That's how he got off, which is great. You know, with other women, I mean, that's, you know, more power to you. But for other women, I don't know. We don't really all like the rough, you know, get, you know, with the whips, with the, you know, bite marks all over. And I was totally turned off. That time was an encounter. I just could not. I don't know. It's just, you know, you got to ask these questions first-handedly before you get into it with them, you know, and actually, you know, having that sexual encounter together. You have to ask these questions. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Okay. That's, again, another great point. It's actually one of the podcast episodes I want to get into is, for me, preparation is key, almost to the point of being annoying. And Jay can attest to this. I will ask, okay, so what are you into? You kind of get a general idea. This is things that you should be asking beforehand. What? Let me back up a little bit. Guys, if you're not prepared to go through with this, don't meet. Don't say you're going to meet. Don't commit. You know yourself. You know if you're going to back out at the end. Now, look, anxiety. Hell, I'm anxious sitting here next to her right now. That's natural. You're supposed to be. I mean, that's right. That's a good thing. You know, being anxious is a good thing. It's a part of excitement. But if you know yourself and know that it's really just a fantasy and you really have no intention on following through, don't waste people's time. Not only does it, you know, waste your time, waste their time, but it also sours them towards other guys that would follow through. And that's just being a decent human being. Now back to the preparation. I don't want to try to take over the interview because, like I said, I have an episode coming up on this, but you absolutely have to. Jay was just showing me a message she got. Some of you guys are just ridiculous. You absolutely have to prepare. And like I said, I asked, and this wasn't just Jay. This is any couple that I'm meeting with. It's like, okay, what are you into? What does she like? Does she like this? Does she like dirty talk? Does she like it sensual? Does she like it rough? Because couples have their preferences. Some couples will tell you that, hey, we do enough lovemaking at home. I want you to pound the shit out of her. That's okay for that couple. Other couples say, no, she likes it sensual. She likes to kind of almost be made love to without it being making love. So the more specific you get about these questions, the better off it is for everybody. And I, you know, like I, and this is kind of my thing that I say, it's like the more prepared we all are, the less anxiety there is, the less chance there is of saying, wait, stop, I don't like that. And then that just kind of turns everybody off and ruins the moment. So preparation's key, even to the point, like I said in my first episode, I will Google wherever we're meeting, get an idea of the hotel setup. For me, it's more for where I'm going to put the cameras, but you get the idea. You need to know where you're going, what you're going to be doing. Even if you're meeting out at a bar, you know, what's the setup of the bar? What's their menu look like? What might she like to drink? What might he like to drink? Again, to the cheap asses, you need to be prepared to pay for the drinks, pay for the room. This guy is offering you the opportunity to be with his wife and be intimate with her. So that's the least you can do. So, okay, I'm done with my lecture. Let me get off my soapbox. So a couple more questions I wanted to ask you two. And this is kind of maybe redundant to the last one, but if you could think of some general things that I know you have your rules, which maybe you should go over specific to you guys for gentlemen that might be interested in meeting up with you, but what may draw you to contact a single male or be attracted to a single male to initiate further contact?
Well, I have one thing to say. A priority or an important one would be respect, which would entail giving me some time to get back to you, and don't get cocky. Don't get, you know, don't turn into an asshole because I have other stuff going on too. You know, we all do. So be respectful of that. And I will get back to you. You know, that's kind of my, you know, game changer there. You know, if you're giving me some time to get back to you and you're not giving me this negative feedback, then, you know, you might be up there on the top list. So
And Jay, I know that's probably true with you too. Respect will get them past the gatekeeper, but what other kind of tidbits can you give the listeners?
Well, we're at this point now where we don't seek out gentlemen. They're kind of seeking her out now, not to, you know, be cocky or anything, but it's just progressed to that point where before we were seeking out profiles that looked respectful. Okay. You can tell between the cocky profiles and just the guys that are in a, that have been in a lifestyle, understand the lifestyle and put their information out there and say, hey, if you're interested, contact me. As far as messages we get, I filter through and she filters through a lot of bullshit. It's mainly like Dave was saying, it's phishing. They just want
my to pictures, talk to you. My
or,
stuff. Yeah,
or they just want a response. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I actually got to talk to her.
Right?
Yeah. But we filter through the responses and the ones that, as I mentioned before, the ones that we that grab our attention are just the simple, respectful ones. And our profiles on our sites, the swinger sites or the dating sites, clearly list her requirements, okay, at the top. And they're repeated multiple times throughout the profile. And we still get the people that are out of that range that, you know, we have an age range of, I think, 21 to, you know, 40-something. And we're getting these 60-year-olds and we're getting 18-year-olds. And, you know, we clearly state that we want to experience people. We leave nothing, you know, uncovered as far as what we want. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be a guessing game. And we still get those, you know, people that don't read the profile. They see your picture and they fire off a message. Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, I got to reiterate this point because, you know, I experience that when I'm, again, I'm to the point where I get a lot of contacts too, but I still, you know, kind of peruse some of the sites that I'm on just to see, you know, who's in town or what's going on. And I'll be reading through a profile and be like, oh my gosh, she's hot. This sounds great. Great couple. No black guys, please. Okay. Well, then that one's off limit for me. I'm not going to text and say, hey, you know, I'm black, but I'm kind of light skinned. So I may not, you know what? No, they told you what they want and they don't want. Keep it moving. So just respect that, guys. I know it may be somebody that you really think is hot and sexy, but that one's just not for you. Enjoy the pics. Move on to the next couple. And again, respect the rules that this couple in particular lays out. If you're going to reach out to them, I want to wrap it up here. I think we're going to have a couple drinks and see where this day takes us. And I think some of you may see where that day takes us. Again, thank you both so much for joining me on this, my first interview podcast. It's been really exciting and enlightening. And right now I want to give you the opportunity. Like I said, I'm going to list where you can find her adventures and her pictures and appreciate her in the notes from this podcast below the album artwork for this episode. But I'm going to give them a chance just to tell you right now so you can hear it in her own words.
So you can find me at Twitter and OnlyFans, ManyVids, at AZBlondeHotWife. Also, if you decide you want to look into a little further for other stuff, that we have X Hamster out there, Ashley Madison, and SLS, which is what? That's called Sleep Swingers.
Yeah, SLS Lifestyle. No. I'm on that. I'm on SLS as well. There just some iterations. And again, this will be listed in the notes. But Twitter, of course, most of you that follow me should be following her, and that's at AZBlondeHotWife. That's Twitter. Hopefully you all can spell. At X Hamster, it's AZBlondeHWife. And so the hot's not spelled out. It's just HWife. Ashley Madison is the same. AZBlondeHWife. Again, all these are going to be listed at the end, but I want you all to have an opportunity to check her out because you really don't want to miss out on her. And, you know, I'm really skeptical and hesitant to give out this information, but the SLS, you know, you're going to be going through the gatekeeper, so keep that in mind. Jay's standing here. He's ready to take all your messages. That's AZBlondeHWife and couple CPL at the end of that. So with that, we are going to end this, and we're going to have a little something special for our Twitter followers probably later today, or, well, it's going to be a few days prior from this by the time you hear this episode. But I hope you all follow me at Stag Stable on Twitter, and listen to the upcoming podcast. There'll be more adventures to be shared and more input from this couple in particular, as they're one of the ones I rely on to hear the input and feedback on how the single males are behaving. So thank you for joining us right now, and we will talk to you soon. Well, now that was just as fun as it gets. What a great couple. I want to thank them so much again for joining me and making it a really exciting adventure for me. And what follows after the interview was, that's all I can say. But for you Twitter followers there, you'll get a glimpse of it if you haven't already. So I'll be sure and list all the ways you can find AZ Blonde Hot Wife and her husband on social media, as well as her sites to help enjoy and support her further adventures. In the show notes, that'll be listed for this episode on my website and in the other platforms you're listening to this episode from. For the next episode, I'll be discussing advice and strategies for single men in regards to actually preparing for meeting a couple for the first time. Obviously, assuming you made a great introductory contact and presented yourself in a fashion that encouraged a couple or the single female to respond favorably back to you, and some of the missteps and successful actions that you should be aware of when that opportunity presents itself. That concludes this episode of the Stag Stable Podcast. I hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new, as that's always the goal when we get together. I invite you to feel free to contact me at either the website, stagstable.buzzsprout.com, the podcast email, www.thestagsstable@gmail.com, the podcast Twitter account, @stagstable, my personal Twitter account, @azgigolo. You can find this episode, as well as all past and future episodes of the Stag Stable Podcast, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. All the aforementioned contacts and sites are listed in my main website and on the podcast Twitter account as well. Once again, I am your host, AZ Gigolo, aka Dr. Dave. I want to thank you for spending some time with me, and as always, stay kind, stay thoughtful, and stay naughty.